Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're here in season four, the wonderful help, the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We're looking at chapter four, Mishnah 6, Dalet Vav. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-mechabit es ha-Torah, whoever honors the Torah, gufo mechubot al ha-rios. He himself is honored by people. V'chol ha-mechalal es ha-Torah, whoever disgraces the Torah, gufo mechulal al ha-rios. He himself is disgraced by people. You know how to get honor in this earth, in this life? You know how to receive honor in this world? First of all, honor the Torah. Honor the Torah sages. Honor the rabbis. Honor people who envelop their lives in Torah, envelop their lives in mitzvot and chesed, and it'll come to you as well. And Pirkei Avos, the Talmud teaches elsewhere, who really is honor? Someone who flees from honor. If you run after honor, honor will run away from you. But if you run away from honor, honor will run after you. And on the flip side, if you don't take care of the Torah, you don't take care of the mitzvot and chesed and learn Torah, you don't take care of people who are involved in Torah like the chachamim or the sages, you yourself will not be taken care of. Hashem works on the principle of midah keneged midah, trait for trait, measure for measure. If you take care of the Torah, take care of sages involved in chesed and mitzvot, Hashem will get it back to you, and Hashem will take care of you. But if you, God forbid, disgrace it, or you waste away your life, then it's going to be wasted away to you, and you yourself are, God forbid, going to be disgraced. So the best practice is to honor the Torah and to uphold the mitzvot and Torah and chesed, put them in a high plane, put them on a pedestal, and look up to them and have a role model of them and run away from honor. Best ways for honor to come to you. Don't go looking for honor. Don't go searching for honor. Hashem will get it to you if and when you need it, and if and when he decides. Rabbi Yonah points out, what is called honoring the Torah? Not placing volumes of Torah on the ground, not sitting on a bench or a chair on the same level with volumes of Torah, and respecting and honoring the Torah and its students. For it is clear from Scripture, and it also stands to reason, that one who speaks positively about righteous people and Torah scholars can be assumed to be righteous. But one who judges them unfavorably, criticizing and disagreeing with their actions and never seeing any merit for them, while at the same time justifying what he hears of the actions of the wicked, clearly has a smattering of wickedness himself. Do not doubt this in the slightest, for it is a way to evaluate what lies in people's hearts. There's a verse on this topic that is self-explanatory. Shlomo HaMelech said, a refining pot is for silver, and a crucible for gold, and a man according to his praises. In other words, the measure of a man is whom he praises. Even though it says that only God sees to the heart, this refers to heresy. A man is incapable of discerning whether or not his friend is a heretic, because these matters are concealed in the heretic's heart, while outwardly he speaks like a believer. And himself honored by people, because he honors the Torah and does the other things we mentioned, he is helped by heaven, and others honor him. But one who disgraces the Torah is himself disgraced by people. Of those who do the opposite of honoring Torah, the sages said, one who disgraces the Torah is himself disgraced by people. In addition, one who speaks disrespectfully of the Torah and says, why did the Torah have to write and Timna was the concubine of Eliphaz, for example, or makes other similar comments, qualifies as one who disgraces the Torah. You know how to have proper honor in your life, to have proper kavod in your life? Don't run after it. Don't seek it. Honor others. Honor the Torah. Honor Hashem himself. Be involved in an honor-filled life by making sure your time is spent learning Torah in whatever capacity you can to be kaviyah itim for it. Even if you're going to learn a daf or read emails that are daily halacha or daily mishnah emails like we try to do, whatever way you could be to do a little bit of kaviyah for Torah, make your life be an honor-filled life, being full of chesed, full of mitzvos, full of learning Torah, and run away from that honor, shy away from honor. work in the backgrounds, work and in anonymity, shun away the spotlight and the limelight, try to work behind the scenes in the shadows. And that's the way to really live an honor-filled life. You don't need the honor. You don't need the recognition. You don't need people knowing your name. You could work in the background. You could work in the back, not needing honor, not needing the code, not needing people around you. Honoring the Torah, honoring the sages, honoring the Rabbeim, honoring the Tzaddikim, honoring Hashem himself through the Torah is the best type of life to lead. Do those mitzvos. Do that chesed, do that Torah learning in order to have a life full of chesed, a life full of mitzvahs, a life full of Torah, which is really an honor-filled life, which is really a well-spent life, a really time-well-spent life where we're using our days, using our time in the right and the proper ways. Join us next time as we talk about withdrawing from judgment here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.